Merry Candle Nights, The War is Over, an Adventure Zone fic by Weirduck, and read by Revolutionary Joe. It's her first Candle Nights back in her body, and Loop gets a really good start to her day, hiked up on the kitchen counter, robe falling open and skin gliding deliciously on skin as Barry kisses the hell out of her. She's about to suggest they head right back to bed when he pulls back, laying his hand solemnly on both of her shoulders and looking deeply into her eyes.
I have to ask. Are you and your brother back on your Candle Nights bullshit? I really have got to know. Because if you are, I gotta go. Ever since the plane where you guys swiped the Trivium King's crown jewels and got the Star Blaster blown up, I'm out.
I can't imagine what you might be insinuating. Me, a hero of the plains. You can't possibly be asking me to drop the quality family tradition I share with my brother. Not her highest caliber snark, but then again, she's still getting reacquainted with the rolling flush of endorphins, and making out with Barry is one of her favorite methods of practicing having a body again. Barry definitely planned this. She's a little annoyed and a lot impressed.
Loop, I love you. I'm so glad to have you back. But I'm going on vacation. Today. To anywhere else. Barry says earnestly. His big hands rub gentle circles on her shoulders while he makes eye contact.
It's a little unsettling with his lips all wet and swollen, his eyes all doughy and dark.
I've been around you and your brother for almost 100 Candle Nights, Loop, and just... no. I hear Goldcliff is nice this time of year. Or Neverwinter? Which one is more likely to put the bulk of the planet between me and you two?
He asks, and she can't help but laugh in his face. I knew I picked a smart one. Better part of valor and shit, right, babe? She leans down into him, getting two good handfuls of denim-clad ass and pulling him flush against her, sinking into a kiss. She bites his lip just because she can, and it's all still really fucking good, this corporeal shit. When they break, he's breathless and staring at her with that gooey expression he spent years thinking he could hide from her. She grins cheerfully at him, sliding her hands inside his jeans with a slow, deliberate scrape of her fingernails.
One for the road?
He grins up at her.
Let's make it two.
All of the non-twin IPRE crew have tried to put extra security enchantments on their quarters, no doubt thanks to the full breadth of their return memories of Candle Knight's hijinks past. Amateurs. Loop huffs under her breath, knocking out Magnus's clumsy protection enchantment, clearly borrowed from Merle, and using up a spell slot to blast through the physical barricade he put on his door. She doesn't have time for her usual subtlety. She's got a mission. He's got a pile of stuff on his bed, clearly meant as an offering to whichever twin gets there first. That's real cute, Magnus, but that's not how any of this works. Taco's room isn't even locked. All of his stuff is gone, save a really obnoxious smiley face on an old requisition receipt that he left on the bare mattress. Loop narrows her eyes at it before crushing it dramatically, which feels incredibly satisfying to do.
Game on, brother.
Merle's actually home when she gets to his apartment, and she's delighted that the genial smile he greets her with has a familiar bit of steel in it. Magnus is there, too.
Merry Candle Nights, Loop. What can I do for you?
He's got the door barely cracked open and is blocking the entry with his body.
I need your help, Loop says, pasting on her most charming smile.
She gives Magnus a little wave, and he waves back enthusiastically from the couch. Merle sighs heavily and opens the door all the way.
Okay, okay, kid. No funny business.
Cross my heart, my dude, Loop breezes as she sweeps into the room. Of course you know that the Bureau Candle Nights party is tonight, and in the interest of full disclosure, yes, the Wonder Twins are back on their bullshit.
She flops onto the couch, pillowing her head on Magnus's lap. He pets her hair good-naturedly.
We had a suspicion, yes, Merle says.
I assume you already broke into my room? Magnus says.
Oh, for sure. Listen, you need to get some better shit, my man. None of that was worth the time to steal. Anyhow, I don't want to go for the small potatoes anymore. Gone are the days of us just lifting beloved trinkets, you know?
She smirks as Merle relaxes visibly.
You already know what you want us to do, don't you? Magnus says, grinning.
You bet your ass, Loop says, pleased.
We're going to snatch.
She draws the word out for dramatic effect, throwing some jazz hands in for flair.
Lucretia's staff.
Merle sighs again, pinching the bridge of his nose with his wood hand.
What were you gonna do if we declined to help you?
Loop's smile goes even wider.
Glad to have you aboard. She turns up to the party in the director's office half an hour late, dressed like a badass fashion goddess, Natch, and strides right up to the canapé table. It's got pride of place on the dais, as it should. The snacks are gorgeous and varied, and there's an entire actual bowl of punch. So far, it's just Davenport, that kid Taco loves to mess with, Magnus in both of the Voidfish, and Lucretia, as well as a couple of minor bureau staff Loop has forgotten the names of. Where the hell is her brother?
Merry Candlenights. Lucretia greets Loop, somewhat diffidently. She's dressed in all silver robes today, statuesque as always. Loop feels a pang at how much harder she's gotten since the years they spent together.
Hey, she says, and hauls Lucretia in for a big hug. It's the least she can give her, since they've agreed to let bygones be bygones, but it seems like Lucretia is still holding on to some massive guilt. Besides, Loop is feeling emotionally generous today. Not for any particular reason, just the spirit of the season.
Nice canapes, she says solemnly.
Loop, we were never close, exactly, but we were sisters, and I know I've apologized 100 times, but I'd really like to... I'd like to say that, our differences aside, I do admire you. A very great deal.
Darling, darling, don't sprain something. We're good. I've got this new gig lined up with Taco's boyfriend, and it's going to get me out of the house. And hey, I only spent over a decade in the fucking umbrella. But listen, I'm willing to let bygones go by if you are, okay?
Lucretia just looks a little sad, but she manages a small nod and holds Loop's hands in hers.
Okay, Loop. Thank you. Please, enjoy the party, and know that there's room for you in the bureau if you ever get tired of tracking down liches.
You better believe, Loop says, kissing Lucretia on the cheek before pulling away to stuff her face with snacks.
Did Taco make these?
She asks, popping a bacon-wrapped fig into her mouth.
I believe the term is supervised, Lucretia says with a snort. Angus did most the heavy lifting.
Like a golden retriever hearing its name, Angus perks up from across the hall and trots over.
Hello, ma'ams, he chirps. Did you like the treats? I worked really hard on them, and they turned out edible, or at least that's what Mr. Taco said. I wouldn't know because they look too much like little poops for me to want to try them.
Loop stuffs 3 figs into her mouth, not breaking eye contact with Angus. She moans a little around them.
Mmm, that balsamic glaze really sets them off.
Good work, kid. They only taste a little like shit.
She grins at him, gulping the last morsel and looking around the room.
Thanks? I did try my own spin on.
Great, keep it up, my dude, she says, patting him on the head. She sees Merle's scraggly beard laced with fresh flowers for the occasion, and his wooden hand waving like a sapling in a hurricane from the door by the weird relics chamber.
I have some icky shit to take care of. You know, body stuff. It's weird having a body again, you know?
She says with a wave, darting off the dais to meet Merle.
Did you get it?
She murmurs, grabbing his flesh arm and marching him out of the office.
Just about. You have any idea how many wards she has up on that thing? I think we're talking level 12 spell slots, and a few she maybe just made up. I don't even know. Abjuration isn't really my thing. But we're close enough, I think you should be there. Magnus cool?
He had the easy job. Come on.
They head into the apartment domes, and Loop can feel the tug of messed-up magic as they approach the director's quarters. The door is open, but there's a shimmery translucent field in the frame, barely visible. There are arcane tools scattered on the floor as if Merle has just forgotten what he was in the middle of before starting something else. As they approach the door, Loop feels itchy, like maybe it was time to go have a shower. Did she leave the stove on?
I fucking hate repulsion enchantments.
She hisses, grabbing Merle's collar and shoving him hard into the doorway, throwing herself in after him like Magnus to get past the field.
Taco!
Loop shrieks, furious. Her fucking brother is in Lucretia's walk-in closet, all blue and silver robes. Loop makes a note to help Lucretia diversify her wardrobe if she makes it out of this without being banished from the moon. And he's clutching.
Hey, the fuck are you doing with the bulwark staff?
Taco looks surprised for about half an instant before his face smooths out into the high-bullshit ingratiating smirk that has never once worked on Loop, the person who taught him how to do it.
Hey, so, not how I meant this to go, but, you got me. Happy Candle Nights. Here's your gift.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She is livid.
I can't believe I'm getting scooped by my own brother for his own fucking present.
I'm gonna go with it's your fucking present, Loop, since it's currently in my possession, and that's 9/10 of the law, right?
Merle pipes up. Have you guys ever considered just
giving each other presents like normal people instead of stealing shit from other people? Maybe give that a try one year?
Taco draws himself up to every regal inch of his height, aided and abetted by some truly excellent platform heels.
There's no honor in just buying something.
What better than the danger of being caught to show your twin you really care, right? Loop agrees.
Well, my dear adrenaline junkies, sounds like we're about to have company, Merle warns, much too late.
Carrie and Killian are already pushing their way through the door enchantment, a hangdog Magnus close on their heels. Carrie takes one look at the extremely guilty-looking three of them and rubs her palm down her face in irritation.
Okay, so I didn't bring enough handcuffs for all three of you, so you pretty much have 5 minutes to explain yourselves before my wife here figures out a more humiliating and less comfortable method of restraining you.
She jerks her thumb at Killian. Killian rolls her eyes.
I was press-ganged, Merle shouts, throwing his hands up in the air.
I was looking for Taco, Loop says. I was trying to steal his staff, Taco says, hefting it consideringly. Almost got away with it, too, if it wasn't for my meddling sister. 12 years off Scandal Nights clearly has lost me my touch.
Scandal Nights? You call it Scandal Nights? Merle cries.
Magnus snorts.
Scandal Nights. I like it. Very descriptive.
Listen, I didn't say we had the best ideas about branding when we were scrappy youngsters, but done's done, and yeah, it's trademarked, so paws off, big guy. Taco says. He waves the staff saucily under Magnus's nose.
When you got nothing but quick fingers.
Loop shrugs, like maybe they couldn't have helped it at all. And it kind of stuck. Taco grabs Loop's hand with his free one, hugging the staff awkwardly to his chest and looking earnestly in her eyes. Fuck, she's tired of men she loves being earnest at her today. What the fuck is up with this holiday, anyhow? Listen, I have to be real here. I know you've been practicing with Kravitz, working out the best use of magic for your new gig, and I thought, well, only the best for my sister. This thing almost killed us all, and all the stuff we created and lived and died for is basically in here, and you need the best tool for the job, because I'm really not okay with letting you go do dangerous shit without serious backup.
She turns to her brother, huffing in embarrassed annoyance and tucking a pink lock of his hair behind the tip of his ear.
Well, your Candle Knight's gifts last year bored the shit out of me, and once you finally sprung me from Umber Prison, you didn't have a fucking tool anymore.
You do know my tool is perfectly capable of fucking, Taco says, before Loop claps her hand over his mouth.
Ugh, brothers are so gross.
Shut the fuck up, Tiny. As I was saying, two birds, one stone. Magnus got Junior to help out with some ichor, and Merle and I were going to do a charm spell with it on Lucretia so she'd think she gave it to you. And I'll be real, conning her out of her beloved staff when all the shit we made is gone was definitely part of the appeal here.
That seems really very elaborate, my dear, Lucretia says, waving her hand in the doorway to her quarters and stepping through. There are really a lot of people in the room now, and Loop is starting to feel a little crowded. She grabs Taco's hand and squeezes it. Lucretia raises an eyebrow and continues. But interesting. I see you've been, shall we say, diversifying your magical portfolio since you've been re-embodied. I'm impressed, and, well, also, I'm pissed.
Killian steps behind Lucretia's shoulder, her imposing figure lending an air of menace to the director's elegant form. You want me to take them in, boss? A lot of paperwork, maybe some PR damage, but definitely doable.
Loop feels her heart race at the idea of being confined again, and an evocation cantrip comes to her fingers, buzzing almost unbidden with flickering flames.
Taco flinches in surprise, dropping her hand, then recovers by moving his hand to the small of her back, calm and present. She tries to breathe through the adrenaline.
Lucretia reaches out and takes the staff from Taco. She considers it, running one fingertip along the deep-etched grain. This staff has been my companion for a very long time. She taps it on the carpet, the dull thunk-thunk making Loop twitch. It helped make me who I needed to be, for the good of the Bureau and the Prime Material Plane. That said, she jerks her chin at Carrie, who looks equal parts relieved and put out. I have been pondering how to best unmake the Lucretia I had to be, because she is no longer needed. And this is everything she was.
Lucretia smiles and presses it back into Taco's hands.
Finders keepers, Taco. She catches Loop's eye, and her expression is more open and relaxed than Loop has seen in, well, years. We're even, Loop. Let's let bygones go by.
Loop grins and puts her hand out for Lucretia to shake.
Now that you've finished your ransack of my quarters, shall we find out what festivities await us in the hall? I know Avi and Robbie have been preparing for their Johann tribute cover band for weeks, and I'd hate to miss that. Will you all join me?
Merle shrugs.
Lead on, director,
he says with a flourish. He points at Taco and Loop as he swans out the door.
Next year, the two of you can fuck off planetside for your terrible holiday. I'm done.
They all troop out, Magnus clapping Loop on the shoulder and whispering, Sorry, when Carrie gives me the look, I can't keep secrets from her. It was a good plan, except for how it was doomed to fail, though.
Loop and Taco follow the others out into the quad. Carrie and Killian hang back, keeping keen suspicious eyes on the twins to make sure they leave the vicinity of the director's quarters.
Once Loop's fingers cool off, she grabs Taco's hand, pulling him toward the statue of the dog Magnus had installed in the middle of the green. The sweep of the night sky is brilliant above them, mitigated only by the sheen of the Atmo Dome protecting them from the cold vacuum of space.
Hey, so... Loop stops, snickering. Listen, we really have to stage an intervention.
You're not wrong, Taco says, picking up what she's laying down with an ease that gives her an ache in her heart. She'd been so worried it was gone forever.
The shoes alone are a disaster, and with her complexion, there's so much beyond blue and gray she should be wearing.
You really got me the most badass staff on this plane.
Hey,
Loop says, nudging him.
Thanks.
Nah, don't mention it. Seriously, don't. We're still waiting to get paid for that last mission and everything, so...
Loop grins.
So, canapes and death by tribute band?
Happy scandal nights, babe, Taco says, kissing her on the cheek and shoving the staff into her free hand.
Truly, I can't wait to see Angus torture a harmonica.
Lead the way, brother?
And he does.
The end.
This has been Merry Candle Nights, The War is Over, written by Weirduck and read by Revolutionary Joe. If you enjoyed this podfic and you'd like to leave feedback or find a link to the written work, please visit my AO3 page, ao3.org/users/revolutionaryjoe. Happy Candle Nights, and thanks for listening.